Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Millions of people along the southeastern seaboard from Florida to the North Carolina-Virginia border are under alerts ranging from tropical storm watch to hurricane warnings because of Dorian. NPR's Bobby Allen reports emergency evacuation orders are in effect for about 400,000 people in Georgia, some of whom appear to be ignoring the warnings to leave now.
Forecasters say Dorian's wrath is set to move dangerously close to the coastline. But on Tybee Island, the easternmost coastal point, some residents like Jackie Arce are watching Dorian move and not moving themselves.
I guess that we're just going by experience, right? The last two, we were fine. We left, but our home was fine. We have a very solidly built home. We have hurricane windows that are designed to manage a Category 4. We may be crazy, but I think we're going to be okay.
Arce says she has suitcases ready in case that situation changes. Local officials warn that if residents defy evacuation orders and experience flooding, rescuers may not be able to get to them right away. Bobby Allen, NPR News, Tybee Island, Georgia.
The hurricane leaves a trail of unprecedented destruction in the Bahamas, where an aerial view reveals miles of flooded landscape in the most affected areas of Abaco and Grand Bahama. Local Senator Fred Mitchell spoke to NPR's Here and Now from Nassau, where he says the country is stunned but focused on addressing the most urgent situations.
The immediate future now is to try and rescue those who are perishing and those who are in need of help, and to try and get the international community to join us.
Tens of thousands of people are reported to still be cut off because communication lines are down and roads are blocked. The hurricane's amplifying dialogue over climate change. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports Democratic presidential candidates are releasing a wave of climate plans this week ahead of tonight's CNN town hall devoted to environmental policy.
This week, a half dozen Democratic candidates have released new proposals on fighting climate change. Democrats are trying to appeal to voters who see climate change as one of the top issues in the election. Democratic candidates agree that they want major action, and so a big challenge for them at the forum will be differentiating themselves in a still crowded field.
That's Danielle Kurtzleben reporting. In other news, the British House of Commons has passed a bill that would block Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to pull the country out of the EU by October 31st without a negotiated deal. In effect, if the bill becomes law, it would forbid a no-deal Brexit. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
The legislation passed comfortably by 28 votes. It now moves to the House of Lords, where it faces dozens and dozens of amendments that are seen as a filibuster, but it's likely to pass and then become law after the Queen's assent. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, is now calling for a general election on October 15th. That will be voted on later tonight.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from London. The Dow closed up 237 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. trade deficit shrank in July as Americans exported more and imported less. NPR's Scott Horsley reports so far this year the trade deficit is bigger than it was in 2018.
New numbers from the Census Bureau say the trade deficit narrowed in July to $54 billion, $1.5 billion less than the trade deficit in June. The trade deficit with China also narrowed in July by about $500 million. The ongoing trade war has limited commerce in both directions. With many goods now subject to tariffs, imports from China shrank by about 2% in July, while exports to China shrank by 3%. Despite the smaller deficit in July, the trade gap for the first 7 months of the year has widened substantially. Imports during that period exceeded exports by nearly $374 billion, an increase of more than 8% from a year ago. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
YouTube is facing a $136 million fine for allegedly collecting children's personal data without their parents' permission. In a deal with the Federal Trade Commission, the video site's parent, Google, also agrees to pay an additional $34 million to New York to settle similar allegations on the state level. Hong Kong's pro-democracy activists are urging German Chancellor Angela Merkel in an open letter to advocate for their cause when she meets with her Chinese counterpart this week. Merkel's office is declining, though, to say if the chancellor will broach the subject. The Dow closed up 237 points, nearly 1% at 26,355. S&P closed up 1%. NASDAQ closed up 1.3%. This is NPR News.